Business Matters on Highland Radio is brought to you by local enterprise office Donegal. If you have an idea to start or grow your business within Donegal, contact the local enterprise office team to find out more about the supports available for businesses. See localenterprise.ie/Donegal.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Business Matters on Highland Radio with me, Chris Ashmore. Well, my guest this week is Manus O'Boyle from Burton Port, who has set up a business called Donegal Sea Adventure. Essentially, this is a boat tour company that operates out of Burton Port Harbour in the west of the county. It's sea safari experiences using a purpose-built high-speed boat offer a great insight into the heritage, culture and history of islands off the west coast of Donegal, while treating customers to some stunning and truly memorable scenery and also wildlife. I caught up with Manus recently to find out more about his company and what it offers, and I began by asking him to give me a brief outline about his business, which only began last year.
Yeah, so Chris, we started off last year, June last year. This is our second season in operation. We offer sea safari adventures here from Burton Port Harbour, and we also do it from Arnmore Island, just showcasing the islands and the beautiful area and coastline that we have. And we also offer ferry service to the small islands as well. So that's kind of generally what we do and what we're offering at the minute.
So a new business. Tell us a little bit about your own background and how you sort of got into this and where did the idea come from?
Yeah, well, I have a maritime background myself. I'm a marine engineer. I work away at sea. So I just saw that there was a gap for this kind of tour. When we started last year, we were the only tour of this type in Donegal. Now, these tours were very successful down in the southwest of the country. There was plenty of tour operators down there, but nothing like that in Donegal. So being from a maritime background, I just saw the opportunity there and decided to do something about it. So we set up Donegal Sea Adventure, and it's going good so far, thank God. It's in its second season now, but we're hoping to grow next year and further on from that.
Tell us a little bit about the initial offering, your first tours that you did. No doubt there was a bit of investment. You have to acquire a boat to do it. So how did that all come about?
Yeah, so a couple of years ago when the idea came about, it was probably pre-COVID when I first had the idea, but then COVID did slow things down a lot for everyone. So I acquired aid from Leader to go forward to finance the boat, and it took a long time because there was delays after delay, you know, with how the pandemic all panned out and lockdowns, and then even to get materials and to get the boat built, there was a few delays, but we got it built here locally in Derrybeg by Atlantic Composites. Now they've done a fantastic job, and we have a very good boat. And we just got into operation just as things started to really pick up again. You know, the domestic tourism was starting to come into play, and also the international tourism slowly got a foothold again after all the airports had been closed with the lockdown. So It's growing all the time. It's steady. We're hoping now to end off this season with a good number of with high passenger numbers, and when we go into next season, we should have a lot of advertising done for next year. So we're looking for next season to be even stronger again for us.
When you were starting off that first season last year, how did you get the word out that you were offering this new service? When you're starting from scratch, you know, you have to get the customers. So how did you manage that?
Yeah, well, there was a lot of local advertising with flyers and posters and things like that. Social media does play a big part. Now, I did find that we didn't have much footage or material because we were starting from scratch, so it meant we had to go out in the boat with photographers and with people to try and get as much footage of wildlife and the scenery as possible, and then slowly put it out on social media just as we got the material, and then updated our website as well. But because we were brand new, starting off with the algorithms on Google and all the search engines, it takes a couple of weeks before you even come up on the search. So for the first 3 or 4 weeks, it was very, very slow, because if you typed in boat tour in Donegal, we wouldn't even come up on the page. You know, we'd be down on even the second page. But gradually, as you get more clicks, then you know you become more popular. And now, thank God, we're people hear about us and they just Google us, and they can find us straight away on our website, and they're able to book online as well. So that makes a big difference for us.
Now, you do a number of different types of boat tours. The main one being the Donegal Sea Safari. So, what does that entail?
That entails a bit of everything, really, Chris. We leave Burton Port, and just depending on the winds and tides, we'll just take a different route each time, but we'll cover mostly the same points along the way. You get a little bit of history there, and you learn about the local folklore and culture on the islands as well. And then we go out around Arnmore Island. Now, we focus on different parts of it depending on the weather, but we'll go out to see the cliffs and the caves. There's normally seals out there. We're usually, I won't say guaranteed, but 95% of the time there are seals around. Sometimes you have dolphins as well, and the odd whale, harbour porpoise. So there's a lot of wildlife there. Anyone that goes on the tour and sees a lot of this wildlife, it helps us a lot because we get the reviews and stuff from that. But the smaller islands as well, we do go in through all the smaller islands. So a lot of the old houses are still there, and it's quite strange nowadays to see so many derelict houses, some without even roofs. So a lot of our tourists come and they see this as a different world. It's like going back in time for them. So that there's a big attraction for us, really, that all the small islands of the Rosses. Not many people know about them, because before this they're largely inaccessible unless you've got your own boat. But now we're offering a service where we can take people to these islands and they can explore them themselves.
And tell us a little bit about the boat that you use.
So the boat, as I said, it was built down in Bundeg. It's a 7.5 meter boat, and it's a rigid inflatable boat. A rigid inflatable boat means that it's got inflatable sponsons. It offers extra stability and buoyancy as well. But the main thing about these boats is they're lightweight and they can travel fast over a large area. So we cover a long, long distance in the time that we're out. Now, we do stop along the way, but the boat itself it's built for speed. We zoom in and out through all the little islands. People can get in a lot more scenery than if they were, say, on a boat that goes a little bit slower than us. It's a very, very safe boat. It's got a passenger licensed by the Department of Transport, and it's equipped with all the latest technology, GPS, and you have everyone's given automatic life jackets. It's got a life raft, lights. It's very well equipped, and the build quality is superb. They really made a good job now in the factory down in Gweedore.
Yeah. So typically, what sort of period of time would you be out on one of these trips?
Generally, it's an hour and 40 minutes that we do. Now, I do tell people to allow up to 2 hours, because you know if you see anything interesting, it might slow us down for a little bit longer if there's say a pod of dolphins or something. So that might delay you a little bit. So I would allow 2 hours for it. We're out in exposed waters for a little bit of that time, and then we're in sheltered waters and we're going through the little islands as well, little channels. So there's a bit of everything on the tour. It's just to keep people occupied. I don't think anybody's got bored on us so far, but you're out for usually an hour and 40 to 2 hours. And then on the smaller island trips, then most of the small islands are accessible within 15 minutes is the longest distance that we'd be traveling. So it's quite quick if you're going to one of the small islands. Whereas before, if you were to go there and say a little punt, it would some of the islands can be it can be quite monotonous to get to some of the islands. But in this new boat, it's quite fun anyway, if I can say the least.
No doubt, people are bringing their cameras or their phones, taking lots of photos and footage. And in many ways, that's the best advertisement for you. I suspect a lot of people will post up what they see on various social platforms afterwards, and that helps spread the word about the Donegal Sea Adventure.
Yeah, it does help. Social media helps a lot. In every industry, I think nowadays, where you're dealing with the public, social media is the big one to be hitting. We're on most social media platforms, the big ones, Facebook and Instagram. And also things like TripAdvisor and the Google reviews, they all help, as they help most businesses. And people can also post photos up on these, so that really helps as well. Because if you're a tourist, say, coming to this area, you want to know what you're going to see, know what to expect. So globally recognized one is TripAdvisor. So if you come here from, say, like Germany or Italy, you can just go in there, especially on Google. If you don't speak the language, you can Google Translate. You can see the photographs. And as I say, a picture tells 1,000 words. Even a photograph doesn't really do it justice. Once they get out themselves, they're really amazed at the sheer scale of the cliffs and the caves and the Armour Lighthouse from below. A lot of people have gone to the lighthouse, they've looked down and they've seen the little boats, and now they can experience what it's like to look up at the lighthouse from below. So, the photographs and the social media really, really help us.
Are there some people who might be interested in it, but they might feel, well, if it gets a bit choppy, am I going to get a bit queasy? Some people may be more adventurous when it comes to the weather than others. Would that be fair to say?
Yeah, 100%. Usually the people that say that they're nervous, usually they're fine once they get out and once they see how stable it is and how smooth it is. Now, that being said, we do get choppy days. I do warn people, anyone who's on the boat will warn the passengers if it's going to be choppy. I would recommend seasickness tablets if you're prone to seasickness, but if the waters are too choppy or too dangerous to go to, we just don't go. We'll take an alternative route, and then most of the time we're only on the choppy waters for 5 to 10 minutes. But sometimes you can be in these choppy waters for a little bit longer. But I do tell people, if anybody feels nauseous or a little bit of seasickness, they can just let us know and we can turn around, we can accommodate them. Being in West Donegal, some days that we just have to cancel the tours. But what we'll do there in that case is that we'll change the tour to another day, or offer the clients, the customers, a refund there. Usually, if people want to do it, they will find a way eventually of doing it, whether that be coming back to the area or just rescheduling for another day and squeezing their plans, changing them around to fit us in, you know.
Yeah. And when you look at the first year, you're into your second year now, have you tweaked the tour a little bit? Have you changed the itinerary to, you know, as you've explored it yourself and maybe added things?
Yes, we've tweaked it a little bit. It's trial and error with a lot of these things, but, you know, you find alternative routes and you tend to find out what the people like the most on the tour. So it's not really a novelty for us. We know the area so well. So I'm in a boat nearly every day. And it's not that to say it's not still interesting for me, but we don't find it as thrilling as the tourists do. So you'd go on the judgment of their reaction, and then you'll tweak the tour to suit the client. we've tweaked it now, and we've kind of got the timings right and where to go each day. Now, our route is dictated by the tides here. If anyone's familiar with the Ross's Islands, they'll know there's a lot of strong tides and currents and narrow channels. So we'll just we'll plan the route depending on the tides on that day. So we'll make sure that the tours are smooth and comfortable, and they get enough interesting points along the tour, so to make it as enjoyable as possible for the customers.
I'm speaking with Manus O'Boyle, the founder of Donegal Sea Adventure, and he has boat tours off the west coast of the county. We're talking about the Donegal Sea Safari. You also do private and custom charters. The name says it all. So you can tailor make to suit a group or an individual's needs.
Yeah, we do the private and custom tours. It's quite a popular one with families that maybe come further afield that don't want the standard tour. They want to be able to, if you like, dictate where they want to go. A lot of people might not really be interested too much in the history of the area. They just want to get the scenery, or vice versa. They're more interested in the history, so they don't really want to go around and look at the cliffs. So we'll design the tour to their needs. We can cater for between one person and 10 people for the custom tours. And really, it's just all about what the customer wants. If they want to stop on one of the islands along the charter, they can stop there. We'll explain some of the history of the island. We'll explain where to go if they want to take a walk around the island, or tell them where the best swimming spots are if they want to go paddleboarding, or if they just want to be left alone, we can just drop them on the island and then pick them up in the evening. We've got all sorts of different clients so far, and it tends to be a very popular one as well of the private
customers that you've had to date. Well, what's the breakdown been between sort of Irish and people from abroad? What sort of mix do you get?
We tend to get mostly domestic tourists within Ireland here, from all over Ireland, all 32 counties that we've had, nearly everyone. International tourists, a lot of UK tourists, and a lot of European tourists, and then after that it's usually American tourists. We've had some from further afield, but I would say maybe less than 5%. We're quite isolated out here, right out on the coast in Donegal, so as you know yourself, people that maybe have hired a car that are in Ireland for a week, they don't mind driving out. If they're staying in Donegal Town or Sligo or further afield, they don't mind driving out to us. But it's not something that you might stumble across. You might only get us online and then travel to us. Footfall in the area would be quite low because of our isolated region that we're in. But we seem to be getting plenty of domestic tourism here, and a lot of people from Donegal itself that just see it maybe on Facebook or Instagram, and they say, oh, we'll do that at the weekend. And then you see them turn up and they say, we didn't even know this was here until we've seen it on social media. So it's all good. It's all good feedback that we're getting from all the tourists, and we've got reviews from tourists of every nationality as well. So that's really helping us a lot.
And how do you prepare sort of the week or two ahead? I mean, obviously the weather plays a part, so there's probably a maximum number of tours that you can do. So if the weather's good and you're getting quite a few bookings, you can do several sea adventures each day?
Yes, we usually offer one at 1 o'clock and one at 3 o'clock. If it's a very busy day and demand is high, we'll put on an extra one in the morning and an extra one in the evening. We can get in up to four if it's a very busy day. Tend to be able to go in the summertime. Most of the time we'll get the full tour in. Now, being the weather here in Donegal, not every day suits. Sometimes it's raining. That usually doesn't stop people. So we offer people wet gear if they don't have it. Normally, people are well prepared that they'll have their own wet gear, but we can offer wet gear for them if they don't have it. And they go out sometimes and it's bucketing rain and they'll still enjoy it. The wind is kind of our only limiting factor. If it's too windy, unfortunately, sometimes you just have to cancel. But most of the time in the summertime, it's still okay to go ahead. Obviously, safety is the number one priority, so we'll look after our customers in that way and we'll reschedule them, or we can just give them a refund if it doesn't suit them to do it that time. A lot of people say, yeah, I'll take the refund now, but I'll come back and we'll do it again, be that next month or next year. So we're getting good feedback from it anyway, even if the weather conditions aren't the best around here.
And what's the maximum number of people that you can actually take at one time?
So we can take 10 people at one time. So if you have a group, a party or a family or anything, you can book on with us up to 10 people, yeah.
Now, we've mentioned the weather. There's a seasonal factor to this as well. So how early in the year or how late in the year do you go? Or, you know, if I contact you in the middle of January and the weather is fairly good, can we do something? Or what way does that all pan out?
Yeah, so we do private charter year-round. Now, January, it's obviously much colder. The sea's a lot colder. But if you've the right gear, the weather doesn't matter. So if we got a couple of good weeks in January, you know, we could operate. We can do the sea safari tours, but it's usually private charter. There isn't a massive demand in the winter months, but we do operate all year round. So if you, say, had a party that wanted to go to one of the islands just to explore, we can do that year round, and we'll take you there in January. We'll take you there any month of the year, weather permitting, of course.
Yeah. Many people familiar, of course, with Arran Mór and some of the other islands off Burtonport and the west of Donegal. In recent years, we've seen a number of people who may have been on islands years ago going back. There's a few holiday homes, and so this is part of the interest there for people. You can give some background when you're going past the islands or calling to them. And if we go back, 50, 100 years ago, quite a number of them were actually populated at one time.
Yeah, well, all the small islands in West Donegal were populated in one way or another. We have a lot of history on the tour of how life would have been like on these islands. We have Inishreach an Thorn, Rutland, as soon as you leave Burtonport. That is a lovely, lovely island. Really, really nice island. And a lot of my own relatives live there. So we have first-hand accounts of what life was like, and also Inishreach Island, Inishreach, which the boat is named after. What life was like on these islands, how the people survived, and people are quite interested in these stories on, like, how did they get their water? They didn't have any electricity, obviously. How did they manage that way? What their main source of food was? Most of them sustained themselves on fishing and farming. So that is a very interesting point to our tour. And then, obviously, Arran Mór Island being a big one, the history around Arran Mór Island itself, you could keep going around Arran Mór Island for days, and you could still interest people with the stories that's there, because it's just it's full, it's got a rich history, and a lot of heritage there as well. The way they do things on the island is a lot different to how people would operate on the mainland, and it always would have been. Way back to the times of even before the penal laws and landlordism, like, there was a strong Gaelic tradition on these islands, and quite rebellious too at times. So, yeah, there's a lot of history around these islands as well.
Going ahead, you know, what is the potential here? How much could you expand if the market is there and the numbers keep going? I presume there's lots of possibilities.
Oh yeah, there are lots of possibilities. I mean, it's slowly expanding. When I started with the idea for the business, We didn't really have much in Burton Port. Now, since it started, there's two cafes that have started up. There's pods. There's a lot more accommodation. You've got two hotels now in Dunloe, the recently opened Sweeney's Hotel. So accommodation is the main one around here. If the more beds there are, the more tourists that come. That there is helping our business when we expand. For now, I think we're right where we need to be. In the future, hopefully, the Rosses area and West Donegal will get much busier with tourism. We don't want to see a massive influx where there's too many, but I don't think that's ever going to happen here because we're so isolated. So we'd like to see the numbers rise to a nice level where a lot of businesses can survive, a lot of these small businesses can survive, and there's more and more activities, more tourists that come, the more activities that will be around the area. So I think it's heading in the right direction anyway. It's slowly growing.
Yeah, and if you look at Burton Port, big changes over the last couple of decades. You know, once a thriving fishing port, there is investment going on at the moment, but things have changed quite a lot, and it's businesses like yours that, you know, there's a future there, and no doubt you can create employment, and small businesses, tourist-related, have big opportunities.
Yeah, so the regeneration is underway in Burton Port now. It's very welcome. Burton Port didn't see much investment over the Celtic Tiger years, and with the decline of the fishing, it really went backwards. But it's now starting to pick up again. The regeneration work is ongoing, as I said, and then now facilities in the harbour are yet to be improved. The harbour itself, so. We've been in talks with the council as well about getting pontoons and stuff in the harbour and improving it for the harbour users and the fishermen, for everyone, you know, the services if you are boating from there. And it's very important because it serves Arranmore Island as the ferry port. It also serves all the smaller islands, so the people that not only have holiday homes, but the people that live on the smaller islands and work, do a lot of seasonal work, the farm on the small islands, and then the fishermen themselves. So it's a busy, busy harbour. And then you've got recreational boat users as well that come in the summer months. You've got speedboats and jet skis, everything like that. So it's an extremely busy harbour, and we're just hoping to get a bit more infrastructure in the harbour. And it'll help us, obviously, too, with our business and with the passengers. Embarking and disembarking at the harbour, so it's all heading in the right direction, and hopefully we'll see a fine harbour in a couple of years. So.
Yes, you mentioned earlier on about Leader and getting support from them. Important to point out, you know, there is a lot of support from agencies like Leader and development groups out there, and would you go along with the line, you know, don't be afraid to look for help and a little bit of assistance?
Oh yeah, it can be daunting, and a lot of businesses, including mine, they just wouldn't exist if it wasn't for Leader, because the initial capital investment is just it's too big for the return. Until businesses are maybe 10 years established, that's when you see the proper return coming back. But for small businesses, definitely. And especially in this area where it is very seasonal. So you do need that assistance there, and definitely it's there. You just need to go and look for it. And it's transformed a lot of businesses in this area anyway. In particular, I've seen a lot of projects that they've undertaken. And it's not just businesses either, community groups as well can also look for this funding as well. So they've been a real help around West Donegal.
What sort of feedback do you get from people who've been out on the tour and maybe have never seen a sea stack or the caves? Is there a sense of bewilderment or a sense of, you know, this is just so awe-inspiring that many people don't realise just, you know, what attractions there are off the coast? And I suspect quite a few people, it may be the first time that they've ever done something like this.
Yeah, well, I mean, for myself, I would have been around that area when I was younger, fishing with my father, but it would have only really been fishermen that seen these areas beforehand, and they've probably been seeing them since they were children. So to them, it's not really, it's day-to-day life, but there's so many people that haven't seen anything like this before, and it's otherworldly when you get out there. It's just so isolated, and you can see that the power of the sea then when you get out there, and it's just so dramatic, the cliffs and how it's been formed by the sea for thousands of years. So people are really, really shocked when they see these things, and the feedback we get is brilliant. They just they give us great reviews, and they just say we never imagined that you could see something like that. Because another thing as well, when you're on the island or even traveling around the coast on the Wild Atlantic Way, and you're on the roads and there's coffee shops, there's infrastructure, there's nothing like that down when you're on the sea. You don't see anything man-made when you're down below looking up at it. It's really it's we're getting really good feedback from it in that respect. Yeah.
So just wrapping things up, Manus, if people want to find out more about Donegal Sea Adventure and the boat tours, the Donegal Sea Safari, you also have the private and custom charters and a small island ferry service. The first thing, I suppose, is go to your website.
Yeah, so we're at DonegalSeaAdventure.ie, and you can check out the website and you can book online there as well. And we're also on the social media platforms. So if you just search Donegal Sea Adventure, we'll come up on the social media platforms as well. So that's how to find us.
Manus O'Boyle, founder of Donegal Sea Adventure, many thanks for joining us on Business Matters, and we wish you every success in the future.
Thanks very much, Chris.
Well, that's it for this week's Business Matters. As always, thanks for tuning in our way. If you want to contact the program, you can email me at businessmatters@highlandradio.com. Until the next time, from me, Chris Ashmore, goodbye.
Business Matters on Highland Radio is brought to you by local enterprise office Donegal. If you have an idea to start or grow your business within Donegal, contact the local enterprise office team to find out more about the supports available for businesses. See localenterprise.ie/Donegal.